Welcome to Solutions OP Clinical Trials Podcast. My name is Olga and I'm the Managing Director of Solutions OP. We are a small team of experienced professionals working on clinical trials in the United Kingdom. I'll use our podcast to discuss hot topics in clinical trials and provide analysis of the latest trends and challenges in pharma and medical device industries, not just in the UK, but globally. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the latest episode of the podcast. Today I'll be talking about red tape and the pharma industry. And if you think that's something to do with politics and so on, I can reassure you that this has nothing to do with politics. I will focus on the way the pharma industry and the regulators communicate, and I'll try to explain why we have so much red tape and what we can do to actually improve the situation and hopefully reduce the amount of guidance and regulations that we have. But let's start from the very beginning. As you all know, in the pharma industry, there are lots of regulations and requirements and guidances, and basically every regulator around the world is producing some guidance. While for the big corporations, it's not such a big issue to have so many regulations. For the smaller companies, this could be actually a deal breaker, because the more requirements you have, the more difficult for them is to reach the market, because they have to secure all that funding that the big corporations have to be able to bring the product to the market. And that is very challenging, especially when you're a company which doesn't have a proven reputation. And raising funds, as you all know, it's getting more and more challenging for the companies. So let's think about a little bit, why do we have so many regulations? I'm sure many people in the industry will just say, oh, it's because the regulatory agencies, they keep producing more and more. However, that's not quite the answer to this question. It's true that the regulatory agencies produce more regulations, but they're not the ones who are responsible for everything that's happening. But let's go back and discuss, why do we have so many regulations in drug development? So historically, there were a lot of mistakes in drug development, which resulted in patients being harmed. Now, they've been harmed due to various reasons. Sometimes people don't understand what's done to them, or the companies manufacture product which is not safe and turns out to be dangerous. These mistakes are not necessarily because of bad intentions. So, for example, in 1898, Bayer manufactured heroin for pain relief and for cough. Now, they had no idea back at the days that actually heroin is something which is very highly addictive, and so many people will lose their life from heroin addiction. So they had no idea back in the days when they first tried to introduce this to the market. But sometimes other mistakes happen because people didn't realize there is a risk, or simply they were bold enough and decided to try something different because there were no restrictions for them to say, well, you can't do this. And all this resulted in gradually having more and more and more regulations. We also need to understand what the regulators do and what they don't do. So the idea of the regulators is to create some standards for the companies to make sure that they follow them and they manufacture medicinal products which are safe and high quality. While there's some very strict rules for everyone to follow, there are lots of guidance and recommendations. And of course, with the time, regulators were given the authority to impose sanctions on those who don't follow the rules and manufacture products, for example, which are not safe. However, the regulators are not responsible for telling the pharma companies how to manufacture exactly their product, how to develop their product, to provide them step-by-step guide. And their job is to give the general considerations on the topic, to give them general guidance. But all the details are something that the pharma industry needs to work out themselves, do their own risk assessment and figure out how to do things. So obviously, if they need an advice, they can always go to the regulator for advice. But the responsibility is with the pharma industry to do all that and not with the regulators. So who is responsible for the red tape? Now, let's go back to the main topic. So they're both partly the regulators, but partly it's the industry who is also responsible for all the red tape we have in the pharma industry. Sometimes the regulators get carried away and they start providing more and more detailed guidance. They're trying to be helpful. They're not necessarily doing this because they want to create more complexities. They're trying to be helpful, but the result is they produce so many guidance and recommendations that they start to have discrepancies between the different guidances, or sometimes there are misunderstandings. And I think the European Union is the typical example of producing way too many detailed guidances, which sometimes actually are a barrier for drug development rather than helping. But I don't believe they do it on purpose. I think they're trying to make something really helpful for the industry. And part of the issue is, every time there is a guidance, you have a feedback from the pharma industry, someone asking for more details, to be more precise, to tell them exactly what to do. I think this is something that the industry has to stop doing. We have the general guidance. Many people are happy to work with it, but there are still people in the industry who insist on having more and more details. And asking the regulators to produce something more and more detailed and more specific. And the typical example of this one is, for example, for the artificial intelligence development. At the moment, there is a lot of pressure from different groups. The regulators, they want to regulate it, but at the same time, they know that if they produce very strict guidelines, this could actually stop the development of new AI technologies. At the same time, in the industry, there's some people who say, well, yeah, we have enough, we don't need any more. But there are other people who say, well, these guidance, they're not detailed enough. We need a bit more clarification what to do and how to do things. So the reality is, as much as we like to blame the regulators for everything, it's not just the regulators, it's the way the industry is trying to avoid any possible risk, any possible challenges that they might have. So they're trying to get as much as possible from the regulators and be able to some kind of use it as insurance that they're doing everything right because the regulators said that. But this is not really helping drug development. It's not helping getting your product quickly to the market. And it's not helping patients. That's the main thing. So what can we do? I think that the best approach, and this is something that I'm very happy to see that the UK regulator MHRA are starting to do, is to provide top-level guidance, not regulations and strict things that you have to follow, but top-level guidance and directions for people. If they need any additional help on a specific issue, of course, they can reach out and get more clarification. But generally, they're providing top-level information. And the companies have to do their own risk assessment, and they should stop over-relying on the regulatory agencies to constantly provide them the information. They have to start working on their own. And, of course, if they need additional information, they can reach out. Another very important part is to have this open communication between the regulators and the pharma companies, because the regulators need to know if something is actually causing big complications for drug development. So they need to receive feedback from the pharma industry about it. And at the same time, the pharma industry need to receive a feedback from the regulators about all these issues. For example, they've been requested to provide more and more details, things which they don't really want to do because that will cause more complications. So I think we need to have an open dialogue and understanding from both sides, from the regulators and from the pharma companies, about the level of laws and regulations and guidances and how this will work, and find the optimum amount of these regulations and guidances to make sure that we have a quick drug development and the products reach the patients quicker rather than going home in circles and trying to do things in the most complicated way. And unfortunately, in the industry, we very often tend to do things in the most complicated way. So hopefully we can all sit down and think about it and see how we can improve our processes and our decision-making steps and everything else. And hopefully this will help in speed up the drug development and at the end of the day, more drugs to reach the patients, which is the goal of everyone. Thank you for listening, and I hope that was an interesting topic.